B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Wendy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Wendy. How can we help you?
Okay, so I've been really getting to know this guy named Dennis. We've been on about 2 dates. I like him. I thought he liked me. Good conversation, good connection. Our last date, we went to the opening for the Red Sox. Yeah, it was dope. And then when we got into the actual game part to give our tickets, one of the tickets was bad.
Mm-hmm.
I guess one of them was fake or something like that.
And I didn't feel no type of way.
I didn't embarrass him or nothing like that. It happens. But he was a gentleman. He let me. He was like, you know, just go ahead. I know your friends are here. I know y'all going to be, you know, meeting up or whatever. So I went. I watched the game. I had fun.
What?
I did with my friends. Yeah, I did.
Girl, you abandoned him on your date?
Wendy, you see, yes. He was doing the thing where he's like, you go. And then you were supposed to say, no, you go. And then he said, no, I'm positive, you go. And then you said, no.
Yeah.
Like, he was going to give you two towards you. And on the third one, he was going to say, all right, I mean, if you insist, I did pay for the tickets, I'll go.
So I was wrong, so that's why he's not getting back to me.
Yes, that's not why he's getting.
He's ghosting me hard.
He's pissed off. He spent money for you to go to a game.
I mean, for real, they lost anyway, so he should be not mad. It was like he was there to witness a win. Think about it.
I mean, he only missed opening day with all the Red Sox champions from the past, the Patriots, freaking.
Yeah, and baseball feels like hours. So I was sitting here for hours just watching the Red Sox lose.
So you went to a shitty game that you don't really care about
and
on his
side. It was freezing cold and rain.
And you're wondering, you know what? How about this? We'll call him next, Wendy, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
So we just spoke to Wendy. Let me break this down real quick.
Okay.
Wendy and Dennis, their last date was going to be Red Sox opening day. I say was going to be Red Sox opening day because apparently the tickets that Dennis purchased weren't both good. Only one of them was good. So then it came down to the dilemma. One of us is going in there, Dennis being a gentleman, and knowing that Wendy's friends were there too, said, Wendy, you know what? Even though I paid for this ticket, even though I paid for two tickets, you go in there and enjoy the game with your friends. And Wendy was supposed to say, no, Dennis.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, you pay for you should go in and enjoy the game.
Hey, good for her, though.
Yeah. Wendy said, you're right, Dennis. Give that damn ticket.
Exactly.
And she went in to enjoy the game. And now, lo and behold, Dennis isn't getting back to her. All right, we're going to try and get Dennis on the phone. Please be quiet.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Dennis?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Dennis, my name is Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And can I just ask you something very quickly? We got your phone number from somebody who likes you a lot. How would you like to go out on a free date on us to the place of your choosing, on the date of your choosing, with a beautiful young lady that likes you?
Okay, sounds kind of too good to be true, but yeah.
Not too good to be true, my friend. Literally, you tell us whatever you'd like to do for a date, wherever you want to go, whatever you want to do, when you could do it, we'll set the whole thing up. I'll even tell you who the girl is because you know her. I'm just going to say 4 words, and I guarantee you'll know who it is. Red Sox opening day.
Nah, dude. No. I don't want anything to do with it.
All righty then.
Jesus. So wait, it's Wendy, right?
Yeah.
Now, she explained to us that you guys had a little bit of an incident with tickets to get into the game. Can I take a guess? Is it because she took the damn ticket and went to see the game without you?
No. I knew that she had some friends on the inside, so I said, you know what? Take the ticket, have a good time. I knew I'd see her again. So it didn't have anything to do with that.
Wow. You're a better person than me.
Yeah, wait. So So what the hell did I have to do with if it wasn't that?
Well, a couple hours later, I'm on Instagram, and I see her. She's tagged in a photo. She's sitting in some dude's lap, and she's drinking beer with him. And I'm realizing she's on a date with some other guy.
Yeah, right.
Paying for the date.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's hilarious.
Yeah, did you ask? Actually, you know what? You have an opportunity to ask her about it right now. Wendy, are you there?
Wow, Wendy.
Yes, I am. I'm
Dennis, Wendy's on the phone. Wendy, how was your date at Fenway Park?
I did not have a date with nobody in there. It was an old friend that I bumped into. I didn't know he was going to be there.
Like old friend as in just friend or old friend as an ex-boyfriend?
He's an ex-fiancé.
What?
And here we go.
No way. No
but
way.
It's been a while. We have not been together in a long time. I don't talk with him. I don't text him. We don't even follow each other on social media. I bumped into him. We have history together. We're cordial. We're cool. It's peace. That's it.
You're on a date that I've freaking paid for on another guy's lap. That's inappropriate. You want to pay me back for that? You want to give me $200?
It's not like that.
You can Venmo me right now $200.
Venmo.
Well, hold on
they
a second.
They lost anyway. The game sucks. You'll be okay. Like, I did not know. I did not purposely sit on his lap. I probably had a few too many drinks. I made sure I went home afterwards. He went wherever he went. I don't care about him.
Okay, then Venmo me $200. That's it.
Well, hold on.
Venmo.
No, well, hold
that's
on.
A sucker move. You're a sucker. Like, why would you even ask a woman back for the money? Come on now.
How about we get you tickets for a Red Sox game, and this time you guys can go together and see what happens?
No. Just give me my money back already.
With your corny ass, you the one who bought a fake ticket. Dummy.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10s.
All right. For the first time ever on the second date update on the 10s, you're going to hear how one date absolutely destroys somebody's career. 8:10 tomorrow morning with the Get Up Crew. It's Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, and you laughing all damn morning.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.